Islamic dietary laws, derived from the Quran and Hadith, include prohibitions on the consumption of pork and alcohol. These restrictions are not unique to Islam. They were also present in earlier religious texts such as the Torah and the Bible. This article explores the wisdom behind these prohibitions, examining both historical religious contexts and modern scientific evidence to provide a comprehensive understanding. Historical religious context. Prohibitions in previous scriptures. Torah. The Torah explicitly forbids the consumption of pork in Leviticus 11:7-8 and Deuteronomy 14:8. It also warns against alcohol abuse, as seen in Proverbs 21 and Leviticus 10:9. Bible. The Christian Bible continues the dietary restrictions of the Old Testament. While the New Testament reflects a more lenient stance on food, certain denominations still observe dietary laws regarding pork and alcohol. Islamic perspective. Quranic verses. The Quran explicitly forbids the consumption of pork. Quran 2:173, 5:3, 6:145, 16:115, and intoxicants. Quran 5:90-91. These prohibitions are viewed as a continuation of divine guidance provided in previous scriptures. Prophetic teachings, Hadith, the sayings and actions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, further reinforce these prohibitions. The Prophet emphasized the harms of alcohol consumption and the importance of adhering to dietary laws. Scientific evidence on pork consumption, health risks associated with pork, parasitic infections. Pork can harbor parasites such as Trichinella spiralis, which causes trichinosis. This condition can lead to severe symptoms such as muscle pain, fever, and swelling. Viral infections. Pigs can be carriers of viruses like the hepatitis C virus, HEV, which can be transmitted to humans, causing liver disease. Toxins and contaminants. Pigs have fewer sweat glands and do not expel toxins efficiently. As a result, their meat can accumulate higher levels of toxins, which can pose health risks when consumed. Nutritional concerns. High fat content. Pork, particularly certain cuts, is high in saturated fats, which can contribute to cardiovascular diseases. Diets high in saturated fats are associated with increased risks of heart disease and stroke. Cholesterol levels. Consuming pork can raise cholesterol levels, contributing to the development of atherosclerosis and other heart-related conditions. Scientific evidence on alcohol consumption. Health risks associated with alcohol. Liver damage. Chronic alcohol consumption can lead to liver diseases such as cirrhosis and alcoholic hepatitis, both of which can be fatal. Cancer risk. Alcohol is a known carcinogen, with strong links to cancers of the mouth, throat, esophagus, liver, colon, and breast. Addiction and mental health. Alcohol has addictive properties and can lead to alcoholism. It also exacerbates mental health issues, including depression and anxiety. Social and behavioral concerns, accidents and injuries. Alcohol impairs judgment and coordination, significantly increasing the risk of accidents and injuries. Drunk driving, for example, is a leading cause of traffic fatalities worldwide. Violence and crime. Alcohol consumption is often associated with increased aggression and violent behavior, contributing to domestic violence, assaults, and other criminal activities. Historical religious warnings. Torah and Bible. Both the Torah and the Bible caution against the misuse of alcohol, recognizing its potential to lead to moral and social decay. Wisdom and benefits of Islamic dietary laws, promoting physical health, disease prevention. By prohibiting pork and alcohol, Islamic dietary laws help protect individuals from a range of health issues, including parasitic infections, liver diseases, and cancers. Nutritional balance. These restrictions encourage Muslims to seek healthier sources of protein and maintain a balanced diet, contributing to overall well-being. Fostering social harmony, reducing harmful behavior. By banning alcohol, Islam aims to reduce behaviors that lead to social and familial discord, such as violence and addiction. Enhancing community welfare. These dietary laws contribute to the creation of a healthier, more harmonious community, free from the social ills associated with alcohol and unhealthy food practices. spiritual and moral discipline. Obedience to divine guidance. Adhering to dietary laws is a form of worship and obedience to Allah's commands, fostering a sense of spiritual discipline and moral integrity. Holistic well-being. These laws are designed to promote the holistic well-being of individuals, encompassing physical, mental, and spiritual health. Conclusion. Islamic prohibitions on pork and alcohol are rooted in divine wisdom and are supported by scientific evidence. These dietary laws, which align with earlier religious teachings, aim to protect individuals from health risks and promote social harmony. By adhering to these guidelines, Muslims not only obey divine commands but also enhance their overall well-being, reflecting the comprehensive and compassionate nature of Islamic teachings.